For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady. In the past month, there have been three flash flood warning alerts for Lexington County. People in low-lying areas are warned to move to safe ground. The county has about 4,000 acres of land that's in a floodplain or in a low-lying area that's adjacent to a river. During the 2015 flood, many homes in the area were impacted. Floodplain manager Christopher Stone says the county is working on a new plan that will help identify flood risk and impacts to help reduce potential losses during a flood event. But to create a comprehensive plan, the county needs input from residents.
This feedback will help us identify areas of localized flooding that the Public Works Department may not have been previously aware of, and will help in prioritizing areas of concern where mitigation projects may be necessary to reduce or eliminate flooding.
Right now, the county does not have its own plan. It adopts the multi-jurisdictional plan of the Central Midlands Council of Governments. Stone says a plan focused solely on Lexington County could yield financial benefits.
The county will not only be on a path to become safer and more resilient to flooding hazards, but it will also potentially improve Lexington County's National Flood Insurance Program rating. Improving the county's rating will reduce flood insurance premiums for residents and businesses with flood insurance policies.
There are over 1,100 active flood insurance policies in the county. Right now, policies in the unincorporated areas get a 15% premium discount. That's because the county has a Class 8 community rating system. It's a voluntary program developed by FEMA and administered by the Insurance Services Office, or the ISO. There are 10 classes, with Class 1 providing the greatest discount of 45% and Class 10, no discount. With the county's current class rating of an 8, policyholders save about $62 on their policy. Other potential financial benefits that could come from the county's new floodplain management plan include grants from FEMA.
It does make it easier to obtain federal funding. FEMA looks more favorably upon giving out grant money if you do have an approved floodplain management plan.
Under the grants section on FEMA's website, several grant programs and resources are listed, including non-disaster preparedness grants, grants for assistance to firefighters, and hazard mitigation assistance programs. Once the plan is completed and adopted by the Lexington County Council, Stone says implementing the plan will be the most challenging part of the process.
Taking those projects identified in the action plan and ensuring they become a reality. Additionally, the Floodplain Management Planning Committee will be meeting on a quarterly basis after the plan is adopted to make sure those projects do get implemented.
Stone reiterates the first step is to identify problematic areas and issues in the county.
That is what we want to find out with this plan. What kind of priorities are we going to set? What objectives are going to be at the top of the list? Will there be funding available to go after those projects and to try to get them finished and to try to mitigate some of these flooding hazards throughout the county?
The 9-question survey is available on the county's website at lex-co.sc.gov.
The more people that can go and complete this survey, the better overall perspective we will have as a county to try to get as many mitigation efforts as we can going to try to alleviate some of these flooding areas.
Residents have until May 15th to complete the survey. In Lexington, for South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.